tap it in. Just tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
Masters Week did not go as we planned, but when you have a player like Scottie Scheffler at the top, who's 4-1, ends up winning, what are you going to do? Do I wish some of the other things went better, the different markets we were betting all week? Sure, I do, but...
Yeah, it wasn't a very profitable week, I'll tell you that. And even when you try to go chasing and bet some matchups or some Sunday unders, doesn't go so hot sometimes, and it leads to a pounding. But what are you going to do? We had Akshay the week before, so we had some cash.
Yeah, absolutely.
But now we got to get down to brass tacks here and win some more tournaments.
Now we got to win again. Yep. That one-week stretch of losing needs to be to an end. But I think this is a good one for us, obviously, without getting too far into it. We hit this one last year after hitting the Masters. So, good tournament this week. And then overall, was it a good Masters or a bad Masters?
It was a good Masters until the back nine on Sunday, I thought. Right? I thoroughly enjoyed Saturday. I thought Saturday was entertaining as hell. Like, I know. All right, so we had Bryson. That guy's a trip, man. He's the best. I fucking love Bryson. We just need him back in our lives. He's just awesome. Well, he's always been in my life because I watch Liv, but he's just a character. He's just great.
He's such a character.
How can you not like Bryson? Like, he's so, even if you hate him, he needs to be there all the time. He's just polarizing. It's like Rory, Spieth, Bryson. Right?
That's what I wrote this morning. I said Rory, Spieth, Bryson. Those are the needle movers. And the people say he doesn't matter. Like, it's a bullshit. And I like that people hate him. Like, it's fine if you hate him. You want to have that argument? Cool. But like, that makes it fun. That's what we're missing. People that we root for and root against.
Exactly. And a ton of people hate his guts. But then, you know what? I feel like this week, there was some people. I feel like people were kind of rooting for him because they missed him so much.
Yeah.
Right? Did it feel that way, or was it just me?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the whole thing, he's just bizarre. I mean, he comes in, he has the 3D printed irons that got approved on Monday.
Crazy. That isn't even crank driver. Enough to talk about yet.
Using the crank driver.
I saw a DJ on the range at a live event using Bryson's crank driver. Did you see that video?
No.
Oh, my God. DJ was so uncomfortable hitting this thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Everyone thinks, like, and I saw, like, the Friday I wrote something about this, like, how it was kind of bullshit they just allowed him to put that shit into play, like, so quickly without basically much review or anything. Trust me, give those irons and driver he uses to some of the other players on tour, they would struggle mightily. It's not like it's like a cheat code.
Mightily.
It's like, yeah, it's because of his swing and stuff that makes it work for him. But trust me, it's not like a cheat code. It's like one of those people who thinks if you just take steroids, just like Popeye, your arms immediately grow out a huge biceps. Like, yeah. There are things that he's working with to make those right for him. If you gave those to Ricky Fowler, I'm sure he'd shoot plus 20 with them.
Right. Okay. I don't want to get into Bryson talk yet, but answer your question. Was this a good Masters? I enjoyed Saturday. I thought Saturday was one of the best days of golf we've had this year. And Sunday, Scheffler just does what he does, and he just makes golf tournaments fucking boring because he's so fucking good. And I actually didn't even think Scottie was on his game this week. Not even joking. He was still good with the approach, but he wasn't like Scheffler good, right?
Yeah.
Like, he made a bunch of mistakes.
Yeah, he's 19th in approach for the week.
Yeah, that's not who he is. He's the best.
He's usually first by a mile.
But how does he just do it? Like, it's just like a magnet at the top of the leaderboard that he's just always there.
I think it's a lot around the green at Augusta for him. Like, it just suits him really well. Cause even when he won it 2 years ago, I feel like it was so much around the green. And he was first this week and strokes gained around the green. Anytime he got into trouble, he just chipped it to 2 feet.
Or chipped it in. Saturday, he did not play well at all. Chips in from a terrible spot on one where you can't go left because it all funnels off left. And then, of course, he chips it in. And then he makes a fucking 30. Oh, Saturday he had on three, he got the fucking line of sight relief when he was in the pine straw there. Remember that?
Yeah, that was bullshit.
No one talked about that. We could have, would have loved CBS to shown us what had happened there, but we got no explanation. And then he makes a 30 footer for birdie. And then he makes the double on 10, which he almost made that 60 foot bogey putt, which would, or par putt, right?
Yeah.
And then he missed a shorty. And then he immediately comes back and makes a fucking 30 foot eagle on 13.
Yeah, unbelievable. I mean, he Saturday could have been a disastrous round for him.
Yeah, he was not good Saturday.
No, he was not.
Jesus. So I don't know. You didn't like the Masters this week?
No. I thought
it was entertaining.
No, I liked it. Jesus Christ. I'm just getting breaking news here. It looks like Rory's joining Liv for $850 million.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
It happened?
I don't know if it's happened or it currently happening. London's most read financial paper is reporting Rory could be close to joining Liv for $850 million plus an ownership stake in the league. This report comes on the back of strong rumors among the media at the Masters. Jesus, man. We've been, I mean, I've been.
Who you get it from, Flushing?
Yeah. And Chubby same just texted guy, me too.
Same guy who reported Rom.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been talking about this. You've been telling me it's going to happen after the Masters. I didn't really believe you.
Yeah, I did. I said right after the Masters, he's joining.
This is wild.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we'll get more to it later, but I had to say it. I just got the first. Well, I first got the text from Chubby, then I got a notification.
Wow. What do we make of this? If it's real,
it's definitely real, man. I mean, it has. I've literally been hearing it for 3 months.
Yeah.
And now if it's a finance website in the UK that's reporting it, it's not like
$850 million.
Plus ownership stake. Him and Greg are going to be best buddies now.
Wow. Where does the PGA go?
I think it makes it, I mean, I fought this with Rom too, but I think it has to make a deal imminent, doesn't it? With each other. Like they got it now.
I mean, it's just Scotty and a bunch of losers on PGA Tour, literally. Scotty and Ludwig. That's yeah. It.
Right.
All right. Well, I mean, we'll keep an eye on that. Your take on the Masters.
Friday
was kind of I think Friday's round kind of lost it for Bryson because it made it so fucking hard. I wouldn't say his round lost it, but like the conditions made it like where Bryson needed it to be soft like it was on Thursday to win a Masters, I think. Right?
Yeah, I mean, I think it overall was a great tournament for Bryson because Bryson typically doesn't play the Masters well, and I said this perfectly. I would never bet him at the Masters at 35-1. Like 100-1, I think is great. You can bet him there 100-1 anywhere. But there are certain events where like you can bet him at 35-1, like PGA and US Open. I think he has a really, really, really great chance to win. I think he wins one of the two. So the fact that he was able to play well at the Masters, even though it's not his cup of tea, and the conditions, like you said, didn't really suit him very well. I mean, I think overall it was a great showing for Bryson. Anyone who comes out of that Masters thinking that was a negative for what happened with Bryson is a complete moron.
That was a complete positive for Bryson all week. He didn't take care of the par fives. That was his major thing. That and all the three putts on Saturday. Did he birdie any par fives on the weekend?
I don't think so.
Not one. I don't think he birdied any.
He was sticking shots in the back nine on Sunday too. He just couldn't make a putt.
Yeah. He's just the best, man. I'll go to war with Bryson any day of the week. He's just so fun to root for, so entertaining. He just needs to be involved. He's just a character. And he's one of the top five characters we have in golf. And if you don't like him in tournaments, to either root against him or root for him, like, you're soft. You're soft. He's there to entertain everybody. Like, him fucking with the fucking the stick after, like, with the side over his shoulder, that was fucking hilarious, dude.
He's the best character in golf by far.
Yeah. He's fucking great.
But yeah, I mean, just unbelievable from Bryson. Having him in the tournament, I thought, was the biggest needle mover of the week. Having him in the lead, and when he was in the lead, I didn't think he was going to completely, like, stay in the lead and crush everybody, no pun intended. But I think it was just good for him to be there. And then, I mean, next thing is Ludvig, man. He's so fucking good.
Yeah, I mean, you said it perfect. Ludvig's just like the most prototypical golfer, just built in a lab. He's basically like what LeBron is.
Yeah.
Like you just build these guys. You build LeBron to be a basketball player. And that's what basically Ludvig is. He's just the most prototypical golfer to come. Like, the aliens come down, you're picking Ludvig.
Yeah, you are. I love how he gets set so quick and just sets it and just lets it go so smooth. Oh my God. Is this swing? Is
he's
set
a
up.
Stud, man. He's a stud. I wish I had a PGA number on him. I don't. I wish I did, though.
So yeah, I bet a 25 and a 28. But the 25, I had to download ESPN bet, deposit money. I was like, yeah, I don't give a fuck. I know this dude's gonna be 16 next month.
Yeah. Unless it's so Bryson wins the PGA, like we've been saying forever. Bryson or Vic. We'll get to Vic.
In reaction, this is reactionary. But the PGA is a month away, so I think we're allowed to be a little reactionary. Right now, the only guys I can see beating Scotty is Bryson and Ludvig.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, at the moment, yeah.
Right, this very second. Could that change the next few weeks? Yeah, but like, as we stand, this is supposed to be a reaction to the Masters. My reaction to the Masters is the only people who can beat Scotty is Bryson and Ludvig.
Yeah, at the moment, I agree.
And I love,
I mean, because everybody else, you saw some guys who I know, Holm and Morikawa, and they weren't in great form coming in. So it was very surprising to see those two involved this week. But what happened? They get to the back nine, and everybody melts. Even Ludvig melted on that. Well, he had one bad shot. Everybody melted, and Scotty just birdied everything.
I mean, I don't want to second guess, and I'm obviously not going to have to be a PGA Tour caddy. But if I'm Ludvig's caddy, I'm saying just go right of the green. You're in the mix now. You just made a nice birdie. Don't go at this pin. How do you go at 11? Like, I think that's just. I know he's the first time playing this course, but I mean, I think, you know, your grandfather watching on TV knows not to go at 11 pin on Sunday.
Yeah. Scotty didn't. Morikawa did.
You can't. And that's what, I mean, Vic, when he was started playing well, he would do that at 11, I think on Thursday and Friday even.
That was the only mistake Ludvig made.
It was. But he bounced back too.
He bounced back. Yeah. He's birdied the next few holes. He was buried back to 7 just like that.
On 13, majestic 4-iron, 30 left of the pin on 13.
Yeah.
I mean, the great shot. He's just so smooth off the tee. I mean, he's the guy, like, you want to say challenging Scheffler for the best player in the world, he's the guy who can do it.
Yeah, it's going to take some time, though.
Yeah.
All right, anything else on Ludvig? I mean, that was his first major. Is he going to win one this year?
Yeah.
Yeah?
The next two, he has a real chance. I mean, even Troon, he has a good chance.
Why, right? Yeah, why not Troon? He definitely has a chance at Troon.
Yeah, Swedes won the last time.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, he has a chance to win. He can definitely win a major at this time. There's no difference between him and 2014 Rory. 2012 Rory.
Yeah, I was about to say maybe earlier Rory, 2012.
But, I mean, that's what Rory was coming out, right? He was a little younger.
Well, Rory was younger when he came out, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, it's prototypical skill-wise. I mean, I always thought he was similar to Rory. I mean, yeah, no reason he can't win it at Valhalla.
Okay, so the other two guys, Morikawa. I didn't think for 1 second Morikawa had a chance to win this Masters. I was saying this all weekend to you. I was like, there's zero chance Morikawa will win this thing. He's first of all, he didn't fit any of the trends coming in. He was playing like complete ass. He had a ton of chances on that front nine, and then water found its level on the back nine.
Yeah, I never once thought he could win either. People would text me about Morikawa. I was like, don't worry, there's no chance he's winning.
I thought Homa had a legit chance to win. I thought he was playing the best out of everybody. I thought Homa played great on Thursday and Friday, even Saturday too. Mm-hmm. He kind of got a shit break on 12, but he probably still wouldn't even have won anyway. He wouldn't have won anyway, so he couldn't make
Everyone's else ball was rolling back down.
Yeah, nobody's ball. Everybody's ball always stays in the pine straw and rolls back down.
I think Brooks
it is what it is, but it wouldn't have mattered result wise. But like that was a shit break for him.
Yeah, no, he was good, impressive. Obviously, he got that little bit of that scar tissue he needs in his first.
Yeah, it was good to see him actually content.
I didn't love him saying I'm a dog, and then going and not doing shit on Sunday. I thought that was kind of cringe. Yeah. But I think a lot of stuff he does is pretty cringe.
Yeah, I'm starting to like him as a golfer more.
He's a good golfer, yeah, man. I was thinking, I mean, I think there were like 80s and stuff offered last year on him for the majors we were looking at.
It was 85 this week.
Yeah, I mean, but for me, I think so I could see him contending. There's a lot of similarities, in my opinion, with Pinehurst and Quail Hollow.
Yeah.
I think of all the majors, that one probably might be his best.
I agree.
So, I mean, now the number's gone now, but if I could go back in time, I'd probably bet a 50, 60 there.
Yep. all right. So let's talk about Friday at the course. There were some fucking implosions on Friday.
Oh, my God.
The back nine, JT.
He was playing great going into that.
He was playing great. He was even par. I was like, all right, even par. Let's get through this round. And then he fucking shoots 7 over on the last 5 holes. Misses the cut.
Can he ever rebound from what's going on now? It's just gotten so bad now.
I think it's gotten so bad. There's just nothing.
He's done.
Yeah. Sergio fucked us.
Ugh.
He was easily inside the cut line for a while. Neiman fucking imploded on third. That was the only bad stretch of golf he played.
Yeah, he finished T22.
Those 9 holes.
Yeah, it was like 7 holes.
Yeah, he made like 3 doubles, and that was it. Everything else he played well. That was just crazy. The implosion. We forced the Brooks bet. That was, we knew that was just not a good bet.
We knew it, but end of the day, there's nowhere else to go.
Nowhere.
The only guys who were good bets this week would have been, I mean, Ludwig was bet down to like 30 or 40, which I don't think was a good bet at this time before we've ever seen him in a major. Homa didn't look like he was in good form. Doesn't fit any of the trends. Morikawa, I don't know how anyone could have confidently bet him going in this week. Like there was no, like, yeah, we bet him because there was no other bets. You got to get somebody. And we always knew there's a great chance he wasn't in the mix. The reason we bet him was because if he does get in the mix, he's one of the few who could actually beat Scotty.
Exactly. Yeah, and those were the only 5 guys that had a chance, that contended, had a chance to win. Bryson definitely had a chance to win Saturday. He was right there.
Cam was
Smith was a great bet. He played. Cam Smith's fucking awesome, man. I fucking love Cam Smith. He's the
60 to 1 on that guy. Give me 60 to 1 on Cam Smith anywhere, any place. I don't care where you're playing. I'll bet him.
Especially at Augusta. Oh, my God. If he just putted to his average, he's fucking right there. Going into Sunday, he missed so many putts that he always fucking makes.
You know what's crazy though? I think he was 4th in the week in strokes game putting.
Yeah, I'm sure he was, but like he missed a bunch that he's just automatic. Remember all the 5-footers he missed for bird?
Yeah, he's the best putter in the world.
He's the best scrambler in the world too.
Oh yeah, he's another guy. Again, you want someone to beat Scotty? Like, I don't know if he'll get in the mix, but if he does, he doesn't give a fuck.
No, he doesn't. Yeah. I got a little chub in my pants when he made that eagle two. I was like, oh baby, let's go.
I knew it wasn't enough.
Yeah, I know. He was too far back.
But yeah, it was good. I mean, he does amazing things. I mean, some of the best people. And that's why like we get shit for liking Liv or whatever. Just some of the best characters and profile skill guys on golf. Like Cam Smith, who on the PGA Tour can do what he does. Nobody. Like old Spieth.
Old Spieth.
but there's no, but he's not there. That's not who he is anymore. You'll see flashes of it. That's who Kim is.
Golf. He has some flashes of it.
He has some flashes, but that's just who Kim is all the time.
Yeah.
He, and the Bryson, you'll never see that type of guy. You got Brooks, the fake badass.
What do you make of him this week, this past week?
I just don't think
he doesn't have it.
Doesn't have it. I think he did his best of faking it.
Yeah, he definitely faked it around.
He did his best of faking it around, but he doesn't have it right now. I think he wanted people to think he's in good form and stuff, but he just isn't. And I don't think I'm not high on him going forward for the next three at all.
Not at the PGA or US Open, which he typically always plays well at?
No, I'm out on him in both. I think, you know, he says he's going to get to 12 majors. I wouldn't be shocked. And I've said this in the past.
He said 12? I thought he said 10.
He said 12.
Wow, that's a lot.
I wouldn't be shocked if it was 5.
No, come on. That's an overreaction.
I mean, it could be an overreaction, but you know how I felt this way before.
I know.
So I've always felt this way. I just think it's at some point.
You know we're going to get a major up in the Northeast at some point, and you know it's him.
Yeah, it might be a couple of years, though. I don't know. I'm out of them for this year. I don't know.
Well, it should be a couple of years. That's if you win a major every year, you're fucked.
I know. That's what I'm saying. And that was my reservation this week. Like, I liked him, but I was like, is he really just going to keep winning majors every? It just doesn't seem realistic.
Yeah, but the board was just, there was nothing.
No, I know. And that's why
we just try to get as many people as possible to go up against Scotty. And Scotty's just on another level. I hate Scotty so much. I hate the Jesus thing. Oh,
you hate it?
Oh, I hate it. I hate it.
I was going to say, people seem pretty upset about that.
I hate it. I hate when athletes throw the Jesus shit in your face. I'm just not. I don't care if you're religious, whatnot. I don't need to hear about it.
I have no issue with it. I thought somewhat refreshing a little bit, but I also like it because the libs online get very, very triggered about it.
Do they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Maybe I'll like it then. I always got to be opposite of them.
Get them back in.
Yeah, Scotty. He was hitting some shots on the back nine Sunday. Oh. Holy hell.
Once there was blood in the water, he pounced.
Dude, that shot on 14, fucking sick.
To an inch?
Yeah, and then the other one, on 9? I didn't see anybody spin back on 9. If you hit it up top, it was staying up top, and you had a crazy two-putt coming. And he just fucking somehow spun it back.
I think before he hit that putt, he was tied with Ludwig.
Yeah. Ludwig had just made that putt from up top somehow.
Yeah.
And he tied it. Wild.
Yeah. My God. I mean, Ludwig hung tough for a while, man.
He did. He's great. What else for the Masters? Oh.
Do you think Morikawa's back or no?
No, I thought Morikawa faked it around the entire week.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but I think he's a guy. I guess he did switch his driver and he likes his a lot better now.
But he's also he plays Augusta extremely well.
He's a good.
He doesn't get enough credit. Course. That was his third top five.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest Morikawa fan, but I do think it's good for golf when he plays good. I think he's a guy.
I wouldn't be shocked if he was around at the PGA. It's a Nicklaus design.
Yeah.
At Valhalla.
Like concession.
We know he loves Nicklaus designs.
Yeah. That's true.
Should we look at that?
I mean, yeah, but I think all the value is going to be sucked out now that he played well.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Also, he ain't winning three majors, and he just isn't.
Never?
No, maybe someday, but not anytime soon.
Yeah. How about Rahm?
I mean,
weird week for your boy. Weird week for your boy.
Everybody is saying this is like a LIV thing. Like, this is what we expected anyway. Nothing to do with LIV or preparation or the move or anything like that. It's all the defending champion usually sucks here. We knew that, we called that coming in.
Yep. It was kind of weird, though. I thought he was going to play well. I thought he was going to play somewhat well.
He played like shit.
He sucked ass.
I kept going back to him matchups on the weekends, and he just kept – he hit some great shots, but he just
– it's kind of what he does. Watching LIV, that's kind of what he's been doing this year, though. Like, he makes a ton of birdies on LIV, but then he just makes a ton of mistakes too.
Yeah, it's uncharacteristic. And did you see what I said about those guys being a dick to him?
Yeah.
Can't lay in Homa.
Can't lay in Homa. Why? Why Homa?
I know. I don't get that either. But that's what he told the guy.
I know it wasn't Rory. I saw him and Rory hug it out on the range on like Monday or Tuesday.
So I think part of it was he wasn't happy about how he was being received.
I just figured it was Tiger.
Well, yeah, now Rory. Rory's on live too. So,
yeah, and then you gotta talk about Rory here. I mean, this guy comes in every year at Augusta with the fucking. He does something different every year. This time he didn't get there till Tuesday. Wanted to keep good headspace, and he still sucked.
Well, in retrospect, the fact that he's trying all these different things means just so far in his head.
Yeah.
He's like just throwing shit at the wall, seeing what works. Nothing works. He can't win here.
Just treat it as a normal tournament.
He'll never win.
You don't think he can ever win there? Ever?
No. He's never gotten close. Yeah. Besides 2011. I mean,
yeah, he hasn't. He's never contended there.
Not only can he not win there, I don't think he can even get in the mix.
Yeah, there's never been an instance where he's, besides that time he shot in 81 on Sunday, there's never been an instance where he has contended, like actual contention.
Never.
Every time he has a good finish, it's a backdoor.
And, I mean, this year felt a little different. Everything, I was, like, if I was a Rory fan, like I said, or Rory backer this week, everything that he did, I would have been happy with.
Yep.
The fact that he played last week, gained a bunch of strokes on approach, and that was seeing Butch Harmon a couple weeks prior, and then you start playing really well, change the mindset, 10-minute press conference, and then you come and you still suck ass. Good start. Everyone said he needs a good start. If he all did is shoot 72 on Thursday.
What did he shoot? He shot what? One under?
71. I mean, there's nothing he can do to contend here. Nothing.
You think after Friday, after playing two rounds with Scotty, he just must have been so devastated. Like, dude, I'm like so far away from this guy. I'm so close, yet so far.
He's so far. I hope he figures it out over the next few months. I do think he'll win another major at some point. I just don't think this will be the one.
Nah, it's U.S. Open or Open. I guess the PGA is always live. He's live at all three.
I mean, end of his career, I could see it. I mean, Phil got much closer to winning U.S. Opens, but I could see it just being that bugaboo when he's 50-something years old. He never got it done at Augusta.
Yeah.
Phil actually had a chance to win a couple of U.S. Opens, so it's not.
What happens if he goes to live? He doesn't have an exemption to the Masters, does he?
Well, he'll still be in the top 50.
You sure?
Yeah.
What about the following year?
Well, I think by the following year, if he goes, then the majors are going to do something.
It's true. We just got Rory and Rahm at like fucking 300th in the world.
There's no way. Rory, I mean, I've said it with the Rahm thing.
I don't know. Fred Ridley said the OWGR rankings are perfect.
it's ridiculous. But I said after Rahm went that's going to be the ignition that changed everything. And maybe I was wrong, but I do think things are working towards that way. But I will say this. If Rory goes, it's over. That's it. I'll say 100% certainty, guaranteed fact. That changes everything. You can't let things continue the way they are if he leaves.
So what are the players going to think?
I think it's going to be a total admission that it's over. I think it'll be defeat. It's defeat. It's over.
You think Rory could be? You think Rory's just forcing the PGA's hand?
He's got it. He knows what's. I mean, he's obviously having conversations with the guys at the top. Like, it's the crazy thing is, if you look at it, it's been obvious. The total change of tune. The total change of tune, especially from a guy as passionate.
As soon as the merger happened, everything changed.
Yeah, and he said, "All right, there's my out." Like, now they did that. Okay, now I'm free to change my mind on this. So let's reevaluate what's best for Rory. And then this is what's best for Rory because. And plus, he started talking about the global tour, all this other shit that he never seemed to care about before. He was never interested in the global tour prior to this.
Never.
So, I mean, like, it's the writing's been on the wall. And with the people who've been telling me he's going, I feel, and I just got another text. It says the messaging is very consistent. No matter who you're asking right now, all the proper channels, everyone's saying the same thing.
Fucking wild. Wild. This shit just keeps getting more wild. Now I can't wait to hear all you fucking PGA cronies. Oh, I can't wait. Can't wait to hear it.
Yeah.
What else from the Masters? I guess that's it. Oh. We told you Decky wasn't going to win.
Yeah, and Xander.
You don't bet Decky when he's popular. You bet Decky when you don't think he can win. That's when you bet Decky. And same thing with X. You knew X wasn't going to win. He played well, but.
So now just one more thing on the Rory thing.
I just
is that why he played bad?
I just teed X up perfect for you to shit on him, dude.
Oh, sorry. I'm just so infatuated with this Rory thing right now. Yeah, I mean, X, I told you he wasn't going to win. He's just, you know what's funny? Has there ever been a more predictable tournament for any player ever?
Exactly. It's crazy.
So what we said was going to happen, he's the easiest.
And everybody knows, but everybody's just still bet him. Everybody knew what was going to happen with X.
And they just bet him anyway.
He got steamed down to like 16 to 1.
The thing that happened that you expect to happen with Xander happens. He plays well when he doesn't have a chance to win. And then once he has a chance to win, he starts playing poorly. I mean, he didn't even play well on Sunday. I thought he'd at least give a better go than that, maybe.
I had under 71. That didn't work out. What a piece of shit.
I was shocked he didn't shoot better than 71. So I guess the one thing that surprised me, I thought he'd play a little better when he did sniff it and, you know, end up finishing third.
Yeah, he's another terrible PGA Tour player. What do you got on Rory? What are you hearing here? I get to tell you getting some notes.
No, I just said he's going.
Luca, what's up?
Oh, Luca's here.
Luca, your guy Benny played well this week.
Didn't he?
Yeah.
What do you think of him?
What he did to Masters, he did bad.
He did bad at the Masters. He didn't do bad, he did okay.
He did pretty good. Who do you like this week?
I'm going to Disney World.
Today. You are?
Yeah, today.
That is not true.
It's true.
Okay. He says it's true. I don't know where that's coming from.
Did Daddy get a loan?
No, not a loan. Not a loan.
No. So you're going to Disney World?
Yeah. And I'm going to beat Baltimore with Uncle Jimmy and Andy McCool, and the rest are going to do the mentors.
Okay. Nice.
Okay. So who do you think is going to win this golf tournament?
Who do you want to win?
Patrick.
Then
Patrick. Or Shane. Mm-hmm. I think I want Shane to win.
Then which one do you think I could pick?
I think either one is good.
Well.
Shane?
Huh?
Shane?
I'll pick Shane.
Yeah, there we go. Shane's a big guy with a big beard.
He's a big beard and a big belly. That's silly, isn't it? Okay, well, any final thoughts you want to say before you go off the show?
All I'm thinking about is Harry Potter.
Stop. What about Disney World?
Yeah.
Well, you know Harry Potter World's in Universal Studios, not Disney World, but it's kind of the same thing. Uh-huh. But I've never told you we're going to Disney World. So I don't know why.
Go watch some Harry Potter.
Go watch some Harry Potter for myself.
Yeah, you can't do it by yourself. You're right, buddy. But okay, I'm going to finish the show. You're going to say bye to all the people, okay?
But I have a million questions.
You have a million questions? Okay, what else you got?
I'm gonna ask Harry to have help.
Okay.
If Hermione's there, then I'm gonna have her help.
You're gonna have Hermione and Harry help. Okay, buddy. All right, I'm gonna continue the show. Okay.
The show is over.
Nope, I'm still going. So, anything else from the Masters we're gonna need to talk about here?
Yeah.
I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to Blake.
Oh. Yeah, last one is Tiger. That was the last thing I had.
Oh, Tiger.
Pretty impressive he made the cut.
I mean, he was playing really, really well up until that one. I mean, it looked like he almost could get in contention a little bit.
Yeah, I wouldn't say contention, but it looked like he could compete for like top 15.
He was plus one.
Early Saturday.
I mean, yeah, because he's plus one. You never know if guys are going to fall back or not. I was like, maybe he could, not in contention, but like, you know.
Yeah, stick around.
Yeah.
No, he just didn't do that. You can tell that Friday took a lot out of his body.
I mean, it is crazy that he was able to do what he did without playing ever.
I know. It's wild. The cut streak is crazy, man. Like, you see guys all the time miss the cut here. Like, Rory will miss the cut here all the time. They, like, look at the guys this week. Spieth missed the cut. JT, DJ. It happens all the time. Like, Phil's missed the cut. It's pretty wild.
Yeah. I mean, everyone misses the cut. And it's just something so great about just the him at this course, man. It's just like there's nothing. He knows it so well. He knows the spots to miss. He can get around here with his D-minus game.
But it's just like he shot 81-77, but like that never happens on Thursday and Friday of the Masters.
No.
Which is kind of wild.
Part of me thinks too, like the equipment in the golf ball is just out of control, man. Dude's getting like 180 mile per hour ball speed. Like, and you get, who is it you said? They're hitting it, you know, like way farther than they did 20 years ago.
Yeah. Tiger was the longest, and now he's middle of the pack. And he's hitting it way longer than he did before.
He hit a million surgeries. You should be hitting it like 250.
Yeah. He was great around the green. That was what's kept him in it. And his driving was pretty good too. He has zero chance at any of the other majors.
To play even well, to make the cut.
I mean, he'll probably grind and make a cut at maybe two of them. But like, he has zero chance. Like, he just knows Augusta so well. And
yeah. I mean, like, Pinehurst isn't crazy long. Maybe he can hang around there.
Yeah. US Open ain't his thing, man.
No, at Valhalla, well, last time I was there, was he hurt? That was during his.
That was 2014. Hiatus? No, he was. Let me take a look.
Because he wasn't in the mix, I know that.
I actually have it up here. He didn't even play. So yeah.
He didn't. Yeah.
He won at Valhalla though, right?
Tiger. Yeah, with 2001. No.
Did he win at Valhalla? I can't remember.
If he did, I would say 2001. Move on from that in a sec. But so yeah, I guess that's it for the Masters. I mean, I one other thing I want to talk about, just LIV as a whole.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Did he win it?
Yeah, he won. He won at Valhalla.
What year was it?
2000.
Okay, close enough.
Yeah, that was the one he beat Bob May at in a three-hole playoff.
Okay, so yeah. So, I mean, obviously, maybe he'd be all right around there. LIV as a whole, and I think you might disagree with me, I was really underwhelmed. I thought they had a poor showing.
So they had four guys in the top 12.
Mm-hmm.
The only one with a chance to win was Bryson. Cam Smith was in the top 10 the entire time. Pat Reed was just stuck at even or plus one the entire tournament.
Yeah.
Hatton had a good performance.
He did.
Like, he never plays that well. And who's the other guy? Just those four, right?
Yeah.
But the big guns did not show up. Yeah.
I think.
Well, two of the big guns did, Bryson and Cam. There's six really good players on LIV. Bryson, Cam, Neiman, Rahm, DJ, Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them showed up. Four of them did not.
Yeah, and I think you can't just measure it by, they finished in the top 12, which is fine. I mean, Cam Smith could finish in the top 12 in his sleep at Augusta. But for me, I think in order to be successful this week, I'm not saying they had to win, but if you think you have half of the best 12 players in the world, which I think they do, then you should hold them to the standard of someone needs to be part of the story on Sunday. And you can say Bryson, I guess, but he never got within five shots of the lead.
No, he was three back.
Was he?
Yeah, he was three back.
So 6-3?
He was 6-3.
So I guess Bryson was part of the story a little bit. But, I mean, back nine on Sunday, you have a lot of good players on LIV. I think you have to have part of that major story that LIV needs to capitalize on is, hey, we have a lot of the best players in the world. We'll show you at the majors. In the back nine on Sunday, not a single LIV player mattered.
Yeah. Bryson was three back going into eight, and he fucking had a 7-iron into eight, and he airmailed that green.
Yeah.
If he just birdied that, he's two back.
I think part of it, too, is like those long-ass wedges around Augusta doesn't seem like the right fit.
I know. It's really tough. But 100-1, whatever. I thought it was... I didn't think it was a bad week. I didn't think it was a great week. I just think it was a mad week.
I think that's fair. But I don't think you can say four in the top 12, that's a higher percentage than they were in the tournament. That's a good week for LIV.
I think that's an argument point, though. No?
I think,
the positives. Sure.
If you're looking for positive, that is one. I just think I expected better.
Yeah, what did you expect better from Neiman, obviously?
I thought Neiman would be great. Brooks, I mean, we hope would show up. DJ. I was really disappointed with DJ, man.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Maybe it is over.
It could be. Like, I'm questioning. And people say you can't do that based on one tournament. I just think he turns 40 in June.
They don't just die off at 40, though. Like, they still...
No, but I mean, I do think the preparation, all that, like, I don't buy into the fact that once you go to LIV, you stop giving a fuck. But I think his personality type and the way he approaches life and his lifestyle, like, he might have stopped giving a fuck at 40 anyway, regardless of what tour he was in.
Yeah, well, I think he kind of did. Maybe he just was so much talent, had so much more talent back. You know what I mean?
Right, but not every guy's, like, talent doesn't drop off at 40, but not every guy is built to be grinding 40 between ages 40 and 45.
Right. But I don't think he was grinding back when he was 30. Do you?
No, but maybe it's just not exactly. Isn't that the exact type of prototype of somebody who would fall off at 40?
Yeah, I agree with you there. He's going to be a factor at some tournament, some major in the next 2 years, I think.
Right, but is it going to be because he starts off putting hot and he falls away over the weekend, or is he going to be DJ pumping it out there?
I don't know.
He's done well in a few majors over the last few years, but I feel like those ones he's had a really hot putting round.
He didn't make shit at the fucking US Open.
Which one?
LACC, when he finished 10th last year.
Oh, yeah. Well, he had that eject hole on Friday, wasn't it?
Yeah, he made a fucking quad.
Yeah, he got in the sand in the waist area.
Yeah, DJ was disappointing. Brooks was disappointing. Rahm was disappointing. Neiman battled, but, like, that just Friday killed him. I don't know.
I feel like people don't realize how well Neiman hits it off the tee.
Dude, fucking bombing it all week.
the announcers were like shocked. I think it was Nost. He was like, oh, I didn't know he could get out. It's like he fucking pipes the ball more than anyone alive besides Bryson right now, I think.
Yeah, Bryson, Ludwig, Neiman.
But Ludwig is like the long straight, but I don't think he gets out there as far as Neiman does.
Yeah, no, he was bombing at like 370.
He'll be a factor. He'll be a factor in one of the next two, I believe.
I hope so.
You know, it'll be good because it gets all these fucking squares off him.
Is he in the U.S. Open?
No, he has to qualify. You're right. He has to qualify.
Yeah. Hopefully qualifies at the PGA.
Yeah, true.
Anything else with Rory? Any updates?
No, just everyone basically saying it's happening.
So what do we do with Scheffler here moving forward? Is he just a lock in all these majors to be top five?
Yeah.
Maybe you think the baby could fuck him?
I mean, I don't know if that wording's right, but I think.
Wait, but don't you think, like, I feel like he's a good guy. Like, he's going to want to be there for all the baby stuff.
Well, know? Yeah, it hurt Rahm. It hurt Spieth. It hurt JT. Did JT got married? Yeah, the family stuff has hurt everybody.
Right? So you got to think it will.
Yeah, I mean, that's our only hope, I guess.
I mean, he's not going to just keep reeling him off.
I agree with that.
Nobody reels him off. Even Tiger didn't reel him off.
Exactly. I hate to say it because everyone thinks it's like a shot at Scheffler. As great as he does in the tournament that had just taken place, I'm never scared of him in the next one.
Never scared of him. I'm never scared of Scheffler. I don't know why.
I know. It could be wrong. But, like, should we have been scared of the Masters? Yeah, but he was 4-1. And if he wins, fine. But now, like, going into Valhalla next month, I don't think he's winning that.
The problem is we just need somebody to start playing well.
Yeah.
That's the bigger problem. That's the bigger problem is nobody. Everybody sucks ass besides Ludwig.
Yeah.
Ludwig's like the second playing like the second best player in the world.
I know. And there's nobody who can challenge him. And that's a problem with Liv too. It's like, and not only that, it's like while the Liv guys have been gone, now it allows Scotty just enhance his powers. He's getting more confident and like his powers are growing.
Wow. Yeah.
We need someone to stop Scotty.
I don't think it's going to be anyone golf related.
There's one man who can do it. It's Bryson.
We just need Bryson. I'll go to war with Bryson any day of the week, any day. He's the best.
All right, let's get into Heritage, I guess.
Yeah, another event the PGA fucking killed.
Yeah, it used to be a great event.
Yeah.
And I mean,
we did it last year, though. Real confident about last year. And I'm real confident about this year, so.
It was elevated too last year.
Yep.
All right. Before we get started, this shirt, the Let's Go. This is the black camo. Love this thing. Incredibly comfortable. We got a bunch of orders. So thanks everyone who ordered during Masters Week and took advantage of that 25% off. But now use my code MAT15. You'll get the 15% back off. And I think we're going to start doing some like flash sales thing. Like anytime we hit a winner, we'll go back to that 25%. So I think Monday after we hit this tournament, we'll get another one. We'll have another flash sale going on. Because I expect a winner this week.
Yeah, we're winning this week.
Yeah.
I feel it. I'm very confident this week. I was not confident about the Masters. I didn't think we had a winner. We kind of said that too.
Yeah.
But I love the card this week.
And it's eerily similar to last year's card, which we also loved. At least you did.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like five guys who can just fucking go win this thing. All right, so we got Harbor Town, very famous course, awesome course, one of the most beautiful courses on tour. You know, you get the scenery in the back nine, which is great. The front nine is more parkland style. Opens up on the back, get the lighthouse in the background. It's a par 71, 7,121 yards, really short Bermuda grass greens. It's a peat dye, which is usually important when evaluating these courses. It's heavily tree lined, especially on the front, like I said. Small greens, bunch of dog legs, so you really can't overpower this golf course. The dog legs are pretty sharp. You can't take it over those trees for the most part. But some longer players have done well here despite of that when they can club down. 69 golfers, no cut, $20 million prize pool. Only guys not playing this week who were invited or qualified were Hideki and Hovland. Don't know what's going on with that guy.
And what was the deal with JT? Why wasn't he listed at first on the odds?
I have no idea. And then you got Webb Simpson, Shane Lowry, Gary Woodland, and Kevin Kisner were granted sponsors exemptions. Why on a couple of those guys? I have no fucking idea. past winners, you got Fitz last year in a playoff, which we hit 17 under. The year before was Spieth at 13 under. He beat Cantlay in a playoff. 2021, Stu Sink, 19 under. 2020, Webb Simpson, we hit that one during COVID. And then prior to that, it was a weaker field event. You had CT Pan, Kodaira, Wes Bryan, Brandon Gray. I forgot
the COVID one. That was great. That was the second tournament back.
Webb 28-1.
We did that. How fucking confident we were in that bet.
Oh, my God. It was awesome.
Yeah. Webb has died since then.
And there was never a minute when it didn't feel like Webb was winning during the tournament.
That was great.
So any thoughts on Harbortown?
I also missed fucking Siwoo in 2019. Never forget that one.
Yeah.
Kodaira one.
Yeah, that was a playoff, right?
Yep.
It was like a 3-4 hole playoff. It was on. We had to watch it on the internet.
I was listening to PGA radio because there was so much weather coming in. They played it early, and CBS played it on tape delay at the regular time. Golf's usually on.
You had to relive it?
No, I didn't even watch. Well, I kind of watched because I wanted to see him actually miss the putts. He missed some shorties, but like PGA radio, this is a trip as well.
Oh, it's always so great. So we've been successful here. I feel like it's one of the, again,
you almost hit Cooch, right? When CT Pan won?
Yes, that's right. That was when CT Pan had his wife on the bag.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just feels like there are certain courses on the PGA Tour that feel easier to handicap. I think this is one of them. Doesn't mean you automatically win, but I just think you know what you're looking for.
Yep. Greens are tiny.
So approach is important. And you got to hit the fairways for the most part.
Yeah. I never understood how Spieth plays well here.
I know. I think it's because...
Why is that?
If I had to guess, it would be because he struggles when he feels like he has to keep up with these longer hitters off the tee, and here he doesn't.
Yeah. I'm gonna check his stats out, why he does so well. He's got to be chipping in a lot.
Yeah. And he's not typically a huge Pete Dye guy, is he?
I don't know. Where did he rank out in your Pete Dye model?
Let's see. Good week for the model here. I mean, a lot of the guys that we like are ranked high in the model, so I think that was pretty encouraging.
Wow, when he won, he gained everything.
Did he?
Yeah. Last year, 6.8 approach. Gained 5 putting. When he won, he actually lost 2.5 putting.
Wow.
Pretty wild.
Yeah, it is wild. He was hitting it really good at that time, though, wasn't he?
He already had won Valero, that year.
Yeah, Pete Dye, I got Spieth. And that's with the great results here, so not much.
Yeah. Yeah, this is probably one of my favorite courses on tour. You got to hit your spots. Like, you can even be in the fairway and still be in the wrong spot. Like, it'll still be a tough approach shot.
Positional.
Yeah, it's a very positional course. You got to be good around the green. So you're looking for iron players and guys that can make some putts too. It can be a putting contest too.
Yeah.
So that's, I don't know if we have the putters, but we get the iron guys.
Yeah.
So, all right, odds. Scheffler at 4-1. Is he going to withdraw? Doesn't seem like it.
What's the deal? Not yet, but I guess not. I don't know. If he does or he doesn't, it doesn't really change how I'm viewing this. I don't think he's going to go and win the week after the Masters at 4-1. Just seems incredibly unlikely.
I'm actually happy that he's here, at least on Monday, just for odds sakes, because it helps the odds when he's in there. I think the PGA probably really wants him to play this week.
Yeah, it's elevated. I mean, is it crazy to say I don't think he has a chance to win this event?
Yeah, I think that's a pretty crazy thing to say at this point, since since he's won three of the last four events he's played, and he finished second and missed out on a playoff with a six-footer in the one he didn't win. The only guy to beat him in the last four tournaments is Steven Yeager.
It just doesn't feel like the right course in the right situation.
Why?
Why? I mean, his power doesn't really do any favors here.
But he's the best at everything else.
Yeah, he's the best at everything. I mean, yeah, obviously
he's the best at irons and he's the best around the green.
Yeah,
and but he's actually putting somewhat good.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
I don't think he's going to win either, but like, I think it is crazy to think he doesn't have a shot in hell.
I'm not going to say he doesn't have a shot in hell, but let me rephrase. If there's a place that Scottie Scheffler can go to at 4-1 and not win, I feel like Harbortown is one of those places.
With his wife pregnant.
Yeah, there's a lot of factors that it would be crazier than him winning the Masters if he wins the week after the Masters.
I do
after
too.
Winning the Masters. Like,
yeah,
I think
it would be crazier than him winning the Masters, to be honest with you. I agree with that.
Yeah, and I just think it unless he's Tiger. And if he's Tiger, we'll see.
They ruined this event by making it no cut.
I know.
So, all right, yeah, I mean, we wouldn't bet him even if we really thought he was going to win at 4-1 anyway, so what does it matter?
It doesn't. I guess just trying to give myself hope.
Yep. Then you got X10, Rory 12, Ludwig 12, and Patrick Cantlay on DraftKings is down to 14-1. So wow. You want to start there?
Yeah, I love Pat. I mean, going into the week, he was the guy I was going to bet no matter what. I woke up this morning expecting to see a 14 or a 16. Initially, it was 25 on FanDuel.
It was. It was 25 on Better Golf for a hot minute.
So I got in heavily at the 22, which I was – it went 25 to 22, and I was like, some of those situations you wait to see if it goes back. That was one of the ones where at 22, I was absolutely thrilled for 22. 22, fine. Sign me up. I'll hammer it right now. I hammered it multiple times at 22 and multiple more times at 20. And I'm not surprised that it's down to 16 or 14 now. But I just think he's the play at the top of the board. Everybody, his course history is insane. He's played there six times. He's finished in the top seven, five of them.
Yeah. Third, seventh, third, missed cut, second, third. Second and third last two times. Lost in the playoff for that second. And he has never won it. So, I mean, we're due for a win here for him.
It just feels so obvious to me that he's going to win.
Yeah, we kind of zoned in on him over the weekend. Like, hey, Pat's the bet for this week.
I was hoping he didn't play well on Sunday, and he didn't.
Stat-wise... Okay, stat-wise, he's pretty good. I know he holed out twice, so that's take it with a grain of salt, obviously. But approach, you're looking at over almost five on approach off the tee, over one on off the tee. So he finally showed some life last week. So is he back somewhat?
I hope so. I mean, there's no good players on the PGA Tour. He's one. He's the guy who should be one of them. I mean, talent-wise, like, I'm so high on Cantlay. I love the guy's game. I just wish he would figure it back out again. I mean, I know guys go through their peaks and valleys, but...
Him and X should be fucking winning tournaments on the PGA now.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Both of those guys should be winning tournaments. Like, they're really good players. Like,
and now X is priced in that second favorite range. Typically, second, third favorite. Cantlay's the next tier down. Like, I think at his best, Cantlay's as good as X.
Oh, for sure. We've always preferred Cantlay over X.
But he hasn't shown it recently. That's the truth.
No, but he's won a bunch of tournaments.
He's won eight or nine.
It's been a while, but like, he's time for you to win, Pat. Let's go. This is the spot. This is your tournament, right? This is his.
This is the spot. This and Travelers. But I think, and if he doesn't win this, I'll bet him at Travelers. But I think,
where is he in Pete Dye? He's got to be up there, right?
He's up there. He's first.
Where did he do of the players? Not great.
Let's see.
Genesis is another one of his courses, and he played well there.
Yeah.
Randomly.
Exactly. This is definitely one of his courses, and I think he's figuring it out. I also look for guys at this event. The last 2-3 times they've played this, maybe 4. Guys who have won are players who played well at the Masters, but not well enough to ever get in contention.
Yeah, that's another thing. Yep. Stu Sink, right? 2 years ago, finished 12th.
Yep.
And then last year, Fitz finished 10th.
Yep.
Guys that were never had to grind to win. But so that would be like not Morikawa, not Homa, not Ludvig. Obviously not Scotty.
Yep.
Those are the only guys that had a chance to win. Like,
I would Fleetwood say not finished, X either.
Not X?
He was in one of the final few groups.
Did he ever have a chance?
Not a chance, but I mean, I think he thought he had a chance. I think he was grinding a little bit.
But do you think Tommy thought he had a chance just because we didn't?
No.
We saw a lot of X. We didn't see any of Tommy.
No, I think. What I'm saying is people who had to hit meaningful shots on Sunday, like really meaningful.
Yeah.
And actually with Bryson, you said Bryson was contending, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I thought X had an outside shot going into the week, Sunday. So.
Yeah. And Tommy didn't.
Yep. All right. Anything else on Pat?
No, I think he's going to win.
Yeah. Of all these guys, we bet, I think he's the winner.
Me too.
Although I do like another guy, we bet. But okay. Next race. Oh, anything on Rory Ludvig X?
I think Ludvig's been pretty good so far. Pete Dye, only 8 rounds, but he's played good both times.
Yeah, players.
Players and whatever. What was the other one? Amex? Whatever it was. Whatever it was, he played well there.
I don't think he played well at Amex. Or if he even played it.
He has 8 rounds this year, so I don't know what the other one is, but I know he was like really highly ranked, but I didn't include him because he was only 8 rounds.
Yeah.
So I think he could be a good spot for him. Yeah, I think he could be involved. I like him better than Scotty this week.
Does Rory withdraw?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I think as of now he plays.
What if the rumors get hot?
It's going to make the ROM thing. Remember it took a couple weeks once everyone knew?
Okay. Yeah. All right.
But he has to answer to the media and everything, so I don't know.
So we bet Cantlay at 20. It's 14 now. If any people listening, are you telling people to bet a 14?
I mean, I planned on waking up on Monday and betting a 14 myself.
Did you really?
Yeah. I said,
I don't think I would have bet a 14.
You said, what's the number going to be? I told you 14, 16, and you said that sucks.
I know. Because he's had a shitty season.
But I anticipated him being that.
Yeah, so you're just glad he's 20 so you could bet more guys?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Okay, so down the odds boards here we go. We got Fleetwood, who's gotten steamed as well at 18.
That's crazy.
Morikawa has gotten steamed too. He's at 18. Homa, 22. Zal, 25. I guess people are betting Siwoo Kim because he's now 25 on DraftKings.
Jesus.
Holy shit. Fitz is 25. Cam Young's 25.
So Morikawa, great course fit. I still not, like we said, we think he faked it around last week. We're not convinced he's definitely back. But if he was, this would be a place he could win.
Yeah, everybody says that every year. He only had that 1 year when he went up against Stu Sink, and Stu Sink beat his ass that he's actually contended here. Old man Stu fucking kicked his ass on Sunday. They're in the final group together. And he finished 7th. Every other time he's played, he hasn't done well. Done all right, but not top, no top 25s out of that.
Okay, good. So let's beat him.
All right. We took the plunge on Fleetwood at 28-1. You're not worried at all about the Masters.
No, because I think for him it was all positive. I can't take any negative out of what happened.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. He's definitely showing a lot of signs.
And he's, right? he's a, I mean, in terms of quality of player on the PGA Tour, there's not many of them left. He's one of the good players.
He's got a 10th and a 15th here the last two times he's played it. I don't think I'd bet the 18, but
no,
last two events, he's been great. 7th at Valero, 3rd at the Masters. Valero stats, 4.5 on approach. What were his Masters stats? Masters, oh, yeah, 5. 5 on approach.
Yeah, really good.
Putted well. Off the tee, just under 3.5 off the tee. Around the green, he was great. Wow.
Yeah. We want someone who can win a putting contest. He's one of the few guys on our card who can.
Definitely. Definitely. Get that putter hot. He's got to be up there, Pete Dye, as well, right?
Yeah, I think he is. Let's see. He is. And plus, isn't he like basically Fitzpatrick?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, I feel good about Tommy this week. I'm in. I told people to bet it at 28.
Yes. Tommy is 6th in Pete Dye. Or, sorry, yeah. He's 16th in Pete Dye, but he's 6th at this course in strokes gained total. I think he's just solid all around here.
Yeah. I wouldn't bet an 18 on him just because he's Tommy Fleetwood, but 28, I think you got to. That's a good play. And then out on Homa, obviously. Because of last week, and yeah, I don't know.
And next guy is Cam Young.
Our next bet is Cam Young. I've been betting Cam Young a lot lately. He's good. He's good. And surprisingly, he finished 3rd here 2 years ago. But man, he is playing awesome golf right now.
He's ready to win, I think.
Yeah, I mean, you could say that about him. You could say that for a while about him, but do you love the fit here, player-wise? Doesn't seem like he'd be a good fit, but he does play a lot of the short course as well.
Play the short course as well. Was 3rd here already, so we know he fits the course. And the thing for me is, like, I don't think Young's going to be that type of guy who wins at the spot everyone thinks he's going to win at.
Yeah.
Like, that's what happens with these guys who don't win for a long time. When they win, it's like, oh, it's the course that, like, you didn't call, didn't expect. Doesn't seem like a course fit.
Yeah, he was 2nd at the Valspar, shorter course. 4th at Honda, another shorter course. I mean, he's having a good season. He's got 4 top 10s already.
Yeah.
I just love the way he's hitting it.
Yeah.
Tough to see him win. I mean, putting contest, that's the thing.
But he's not even that bad of a putter, is he?
He's not a great putter, but
I don't think stat-wise he's that bad.
But he also, remember, he played golf at Wake Forest. I mean, Willie Z.
Yep.
So, Carolina stuff. He putted pretty well last week, actually.
Yeah, I don't think he's a bad putter. I just think everyone sees the putts on TV when he has a chance to contend and he misses them.
Yeah. I didn't bet Cam Young ever, and I'm kind of in a Cam Young hole right now. I'm starting to bet him a lot this year.
It's all right. I bet him only once this year, I think.
I got him live at Valspar, and then I loved him last week. I mean, played well, finished 9th. That's a perfect course for him, man. Masters.
And he did exactly what he wanted. Another one of those guys who played well, but was never in contention.
Yeah. He was top 10 the entire time.
But never too high.
But never, yeah.
So, yeah, I love Cam Young. I love him. I think he's going to win soon. I think this is – and I didn't bet him at the Masters. I didn't bet him in Texas. So, I haven't really been on him as much. I feel good about this one.
All right, good. Nothing on Willie Z. He kind of did the backdoor top 10.
I can't figure him out right now, and I'm not going to try to.
Yeah, he's so hard to figure out.
I
really like him at Pinehurst, though.
Yeah. Willie at Pinehurst, yeah. I like it, too, because it's not one of the longer U.S. Opens.
Should we like him at Valhalla?
I mean, I think the way the majors play now, the PGA and the U.S. Open, he's live at all of those.
If it's difficult, he's live.
Yes, exactly.
Is Valhalla going to be difficult? I know it was wicked easy.
It'll be one of the easier PGAs in the last 5-7 years for sure. I'm thinking maybe like Harding Park.
Yeah. Okay. Then Clark and Spieth. That's a good Spieth number.
It is, but he's won it 1 2 years ago, lost in a playoff last year, which he's going to win every time.
Yeah, it's tough.
And he's in shit form.
How about Wendy Clark missing the cut after his comments last week?
Oh, that was awesome.
Yeah, fuck
he's
that
the
guy.
Worst, man. He's the worst.
All right, 30 plus. We got Tagala 35, Henley 35. Our guy Shane, 40-1. Just go there. We bet a 75-1. What? How the hell did we get a 75-1 on Shane Lowry? I would have bet a 40.
We bet a 40 last year. And yeah, he led the field in approach at the Masters. Obviously, he was another guy who had he held out on 14. But I mean, I bet him here every year. I think I would have bet a 30.
Yeah,
we're just waiting for that number to drop. The number drops and it's 75. I said, what the fuck is this? It stayed there for a while.
I'm like, smash, smash, smash.
Yeah, it stayed there for a while.
Yeah, it's crazy. It wasn't just last week that his ball striking has been great. It's been great for like the last five tournaments.
Yeah, he's number one in my model, and that's insane because I don't think there's ever been a tournament this season where Scheffler's been in the field and someone else has been number one.
Really?
No, I mean, this is not possible.
Yeah,
but he's number one here. Look at these stats. I mean, all right, so I have Pete Dye, course history, approach, short game, good drive percentage, greens, and reg. Across the board, he's 12th, 7th, 21st, 5th, 2nd, 5th. Everything that you need to do here, he does perfectly, which makes sense. He's a great course history, great Pete Dye guy. It's just if I could pick one spot on tour for Shane to win, it would be this.
Over the Honda?
Maybe the Honda, but.
Does he have a winning problem?
Yes.
Yeah, right?
But you just bet these guys with winning problems and eventually they don't.
Remember when he should have won this and then he chipped into the water?
Yeah. What year was that?
That's like 2 years ago.
Yeah. I mean,
I think it was the year Spieth won. He was leading like at the end. Or not the end. Like going into the final round, he was leading and he had a lead and then he chipped it into the water on that short par three.
On the front,
yeah,
8-8, I think it is,
yeah, something like that.
Connors went in the water there. I think we had him last year. He has a winning problem. The last five or so times he's got into Sunday with a chance to win, he's been horrible.
He was pretty horrible at the Honda,
but
the guy gained 3.3 putting at Honda and 6.3 in approach and didn't win.
Didn't have a chance up to the second hole.
Who won that? Eckroat?
Yeah.
Ugh. Can't believe we didn't win that one.
I mean, we deserve to win that one. Here's the thing with Shane and all these guys. I'm never going to change how I feel. Get me in that position, and every time I'll sign up for it. And it hurts. It'll break your heart, and it feels like shit. But get me right back there again and just see what happens. Roll the dice, yep. Baby.
Love it. Love it. Okay. This next guy has been smashed so hard. He was 110-1 when I woke up, and now he's 45. Young Tom Kim.
Whew.
We passed on the 110 and the 90.
Not interested.
Stats were great.
Yeah, I mean, he makes out a lot of nowhere. Sense. I mean, just 2 weeks ago, the way this guy was playing at, was it Valero?
Valero.
I mean, the guy was fucking awful.
He was paired with Akshay the first 2 days, and he was horrific.
Yeah. I don't think it turns around that quickly. I think people love betting him, and he's the flavor of the week. For once, I'm happy to not be interested in the flavor of the week.
This would be a good course for him, though.
Asian,
Wyndham comp.
Yeah.
He plays the short course as well. I mean, not a long hitter. But yeah, I'm not betting a 45, and I passed on the 110. I don't blame anybody for betting the 110, though.
No.
So, okay, who's your next guy? So we got Cantlay, Fleetwood, Young, Lowry, And your fifth guy, you're betting who?
My fifth guy, I'm betting Connors. He was just one of my initial instincts. I thought 55 that I got was a very fair number. I like betting him at this course a lot too. It's perfect for him. It's positional off the tee. He's probably the best in terms of positional golf courses off the tee. Like if he wants to hit, he hit it where he wants to hit it, and not very long. Great iron player, and it just comes down to where they're gonna make the putts. I think he's a pretty good player. Has no top tens this year, as you mentioned to me earlier, but his finishes have gotten progressively better. Was 13th at the Players. Stats were good last week. His ball striking numbers have increased. He's fifth in strokes gained approach over his past 24 rounds. I think he's just trending in the right direction.
Yeah, so I'm on the fence with Connors. I'm going back and forth between him and Harmon. Harmon fits this course to a T. I just can't figure out if he's playing well or not. I'll be betting either Connors or Harmon, one of them. So I got a Harmon 50. I don't really know what to do. It's hard picturing Connors to win.
I know.
He has all these great ball striking numbers, but like tee to green, he's pretty great. But he hasn't sniffed the top 10.
Yeah, but he's gotten closer the last few events.
He was 38th at Augusta.
Yeah, but prior to that, I mean.
25th at Valero, 6.8 approach. He can't putt for shit.
I know. But can you hold a 35th at Augusta against anybody this week?
I'm not holding it against them. I'm just saying 13 and 18th were a month ago.
Yeah. I think. Yeah, he can't make putts. I know. Hopefully he does.
His putting stats. He loses every week.
He's a horrific
Harmon can make the putts. I just can't figure out if Harmon is the right play over Connors. It'll be one of those two.
I get it. Harmon seems more likely to win. Connors, just skill set-wise, is just so perfect for the golf course, minus the putting.
Yeah. And then Harmon had to have been up there in your Pete Dye, right?
Yeah.
He was god awful at the Masters, which he shouldn't be good at the Masters because he's so fucking short. But I don't know. He's every Pete Dye course he plays, he just plays it really well.
He's third in this Pete Dye.
Huh?
Third in Pete Dye.
Okay, so the only other Pete Dye course we played this year was
the Players. Oh, sorry, no, he's two.
Players in Amex.
I'm getting these confused. He's he's third in Pete Dye, ninth in this course. Players in Amex. There's going to be another one.
He didn't play Amex this year. But, okay, so second at the Players when we were on him. And then this course, he's... So he's got three top 10s, seventh last year. Another 13th in 2021. So it's been... Was it elevated in 2021? No.
No, but right. It was COVID, but it basically was elevated.
Oh, okay. So yeah, he's done well in the, when it's been elevated. I just can't figure out if he's hitting it well or not, but I do think this is a course he can come to and just contend.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm trying to see what rounds it is pulling from, this season. We got
put a hole in Harmon for me so I can get off him.
Travelers, Amex, Players have been the last three. Put a hole on Harmon.
He sucked. He sucked last year. Like coming into the Heritage last year, he was miscut, 44th, miscut, 7th. Stats terrible. And then shows up at Heritage, 7th. Same thing for Travelers when he came in second to Keegan. He was three miscuts in his prior five events, then second.
The only hole I can poke is he's starting to play worse after the Players' loss. He's trending the opposite way. Connors is having a much worse season, but he started off bad and he's gotten progressively better. Harmon started off great. He's getting progressively worse. I know it's his course, but I'm a big variance guy, and I think he's still riding some high variance off that open win, and I don't see him going to win an elevated event so quickly after that. I got the 80-1 at the Players. I like that, obviously. In the back of my head, I always thought he's not winning the Players in the Open. And I just feel the same way about this. Like, it just, the pendulum is still on the other direction for me.
Yeah, but I don't view this event as an elevated event.
No, I agree. I agree. He's definitely more likely to win this one than the Players.
I feel like he's more likely to win this one than the Open that he actually won.
I know.
He already won the Open. I feel like he's still more likely to win this than the Open.
I still don't think he can win the 2023 Open.
Yeah. By six shots, too. How was that? How did that happen?
That's going to be one of the more bizarre things ever.
Yeah. Crazy.
But yeah, I good fit, sure. Why isn't everyone betting him? Why is he 50-1? Why, I have a lot of questions.
Does it lead you to bet him or does it lead you to be off him? I don't.
It leads me to think that there's something, there's a stink there. Why shouldn't he be 28-1?
28?
I mean, he just won the Open. He's second at the Players.
Yeah, but he was nine. He shot 81 on Thursday at Augusta.
Well, good. Maybe he sucks. That's what I'm hoping.
Then he shot 71 the next day,
which is okay. Fine.
Cam Davis is down to 50. He was looking at 70 earlier. He's the peak die guy. Seventh and third here last two times played it. So two elevated events. He finished seventh and third. Good Masters finish. A buddy of mine had him top 10.
Did he get there?
Listen to this one. Top 10, right? He was minus one on 17. Hits the green on 17. Okay. Has about 35 feet. Four putts for a double.
And didn't finish outside of it?
Finished 12th.
Jesus. That's brutal. Dude, those top 10 and shit are tough to fucking beat.
Yeah, I was sweating the Neiman top 20. Almost got it.
I think they're impossible to hit.
I know. I got fucking crushed last week.
Yeah.
Anything on Davis?
I can picture him playing well. I get the reason why people like him. It's just, I have a really hard time picturing him winning.
Yeah. Yep. Any other guys here? Did you bet Glover with me?
Yep.
All right, old leather. Best Masters finish ever.
T21, was he?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Stats were good. Stats were great at Valero. Just didn't putt. He's 11th at Valspar, 25th Valero, 20th at Masters. Showing that old leather form.
I do think his last win might be behind him because it just, again, the variance thing. But if there's something he can win, it's going to be like a short course like this.
One Wyndham. In the Carolinas?
Yeah. This is definitely a Glover spot. But the course history isn't really quite as good as I expected it to be.
No. Was Stu Sinks?
He's very similar to Stu Sink.
Right? Just not as old yet?
If he has a good putting week, he can definitely be there. I mean, yeah, this is a place where I would have bet Glover here 120-1 before he won those events. As crazy as it is, I feel like he's more likely to win it prior to that.
Wow, Stu Sink was fucking terrible at the Heritage. 62nd, miscut, 42nd, miscut, miscut, 31, 61st, 24th, miscut, 30th from 2011 till his win in 2021.
Isn't Glover kind of the new Cooch, like what we expected Cooch to be at 44 years old?
Yeah, definitely.
Like old guy contending at some of these types of events when the courses suit him. I think that, yeah, I think this is that.
Glover just kept in shape. Cooch just has a big belly.
Yeah. Glover, is there anyone who's been more disrespected by the numbers this year than him?
I know. I was shocked. It was 125 this morning.
This guy won a playoff event. People are betting him to win the Tour Championship.
All right? Crazy. Yeah, so I think I ended up betting like 110-1. But yeah, what is he now? Probably not 90. That. He's probably 80. I still think it's a decent number.
Yeah, I do too.
Anybody else?
No, I think that's all I'm interested in. It's definitely a full card. It might be slightly overexposed. Looking at the numbers now, the numbers I initially got are fine, but it's definitely a full card, and I feel good about it. I'm going in this thing. I want a nice six pack. I'll be
nothing better than a nice six pack, man. Nothing.
Yeah.
Better. Last week was too much. I was way overexposed. I knew I didn't have a winner. This week you get back to basics. You fucking bet your six pack. You start at 20-1. You got three guys in the 30 range.
Yeah,
this is great. Nothing like a nice six pack. That's what
I said this before. I want to say we said this when Akshay won. It might not even be about Akshay, so I don't think this is any type of jinx or anything. I would be surprised if there was no one in the mix for us this week. I mean, more than surprised.
Yeah. Well, that's because Pat's going to win.
Yeah, but I just love this card. Someone's going to be there. Does it mean we automatically win? No, but like, give me to Sunday. We'll have a guy.
Yeah. Any new Rory updates?
No, I haven't really been able to look that much. I'm going to dive in after this.
I got to dive in here. This is wild.
Yeah.
Come on, Rory. Shake up the golf world.
Yeah. Yes.
What's going to happen if he joins in with Tiger in the tomorrow golf?
I don't know about that, but I do have one concern. This global tour that everybody wants, that I do see has a lot of merit, we're going to have to be watching golf at fucking 3 a.m.
I know.
I like the idea of it. I want to go to Royal Melbourne and play an Australian Open with all the best players. That sounds awesome. And so you remind me that it's going to tee off at 2:30.
Yeah, you're just not going to watch.
Or I'll just change my entire life to build around that.
How are you going to do that during basketball season?
I know. It'll be tough.
Yeah. Come on, Rory. Do it. Fucking do it.
Do you want him to do it?
Yeah. That's the only way we're going to get everybody back together is if he does it.
Yeah, I agree.
It's going to take forever the other way.
I know.
Right? I know. It's going to take at least, it's going to be over 2 years the other way. These PGA players are pricks, especially Tiger.
I think just ripping the Band-Aid off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the only way. It's the only way. He's going to save golf.
Yeah. Rory's going to be the savior. I thought Rom was, but I guess it's Rory.
Oh. All right. We got the winner this week, so bet him.
You know what else, though? If Rory goes, then Tommy goes. If they don't.
Tommy's definitely going with Rory.
If they don't, like, bend the knee, then Rory's taking everybody with him.
Oh, yeah.
Fitz, Tommy.
Oh, you think Fitz would go?
I mean, I think once Rory goes, there's nothing stopping anybody.
Yeah, then Rory gets Ludwig.
Not yet.
Exemptions. Vic will go.
Oh, yeah. Vic, Rory, Tommy, and Lowry or Fitz.
Oh, yeah, Lowry. I don't know. Man, this will be wild.
Well, lots to ponder on. We'll get a winner this week, and then we'll reflect on all this Rory stuff.
All right, let's go.
Just tap it in. Just tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.